This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
So Dan is going to be off the show tomorrow, headed back to the hospital this afternoon. How are you doing?
What's going on? Going in for a third surgery because of the gallbladder, or my now lack of gallbladder.
Right. Who needed it?
Yeah, it was weighing me down.
Just a recap in case you're new to the show or you missed what happened. Dan was out for quite a bit. We didn't really talk about it on the air because we wanted to wait for you to share exactly.
I was in the hospital for a full week,
Right, but it was really bad.
Yeah, I went to the emergency room because I was having bad stomach pains, and it turns out my gallbladder was necrotic and gangrene inside of me, which means it was dying inside of my body.
Wild.
So instead of like the normal, easy laparoscopic surgery, I had to have this like 8-hour super invasive surgery where they cut through my abdominal wall and moved around all my organs and like slowly chipped away, taking my gallbladder out. So then I had like 25 staples in my chest. I have a gnarly scar. It looks like Rambo now.
Chicks dig it.
I got pancreatitis from that first surgery, and then I had to have a second surgery because things weren't flowing right inside of me, for lack of a better term, like my the bile ducts and all of that. So I had to have a second surgery to put a stent inside of me. And now today at 1:30, I'm going back to the hospital, and they're going to remove that stent that is hopefully still in the same place and doing what it's supposed to be doing.
How do they remove it?
So they are going to go down my throat hole.
Okay.
With a camera and a bunch of machines.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know. After I will be asleep. After that, it's
so you do. They
some guy that went to medical
out.
School is going to handle it from there.
They pull that sucker back out through your mouth.
Yep. And I've had a sore throat for a week, so that's going to be good for them.
No. Jello.
How big is a stent, Kennedy?
I don't know. I'm not
a
doctor.
Did you ever?
Nor
ask,
did I stay at Holiday Express last night.
How big is a stent?
No, I had other things going on. I wasn't worried about stent size.
Okay.
And my week-long stay at Mount Auburn.
Hold on.
I wasn't like, show me your stents. I got to see
you
what I'm buying.
I said this once before, but it bears repeating that I just huge shout out to your girl, because I think if she had not been there, you would not have gone to the emergency room and things could have gone very bad.
Right.
So I just have such great love.
I would have died on the couch.
I have such great love in my heart for her.
There are different types of stents, I'm learning on the internet right now.
Well, there's different places to put
Sure. If you have a stent removed, could you please call or text and tell us? There's coronary stents. There's vascular stents. So I don't know. There's so many of them. I imagine in my head. Do you remember those things you had when you were a kid? Like you got your finger stuck in them.
The finger traps.
Yeah. That's what I like. That's.
I feel like that's sort of what it looks like.
Probably less holes than that, but yeah.
Yeah, I hope.
Maybe a little more well put together.
I just imagine.
Can't get them at Dave and Buster's.
I mean, those things they stay together well. You ever tried to get out of one, Dan? I don't think you have.
So the worst thing is, I was trying to be a good coworker, so I didn't. They offered me to do the surgery at like 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. and I was like, I'm a little busy at that time normally.
Right.
So they pushed it to the afternoon. And I hate that I did that. I should have left you guys in the lurch.
You don't leave us in the lurch. You do whatever you have to do for yourself, buddy. We got you.
Because you can't eat. Like, I haven't stopped all foods at midnight last night.
So are you hangry right now?
I can't eat till like 6 p.m. tonight.
You hangry?
And we wake up at 4 a.m., so I'm ready for like second breakfast, early lunch.
Right.
I'm on a clear liquid diet, no liquids, starting at like 9:30 until the surgery's over.
Mm. Well, go get you some water real fast.
I'm going to chug it.
Hydrate.
Like a camel.
That's my guy.
And how long did you say the procedure will take you, do you think?
I think the surgery, it's an outpatient surgery.
Yeah.
So this should be like the easiest one of the three that I have done.
Right.
So
basically, you just get a really nice nap.
Yeah.
Big fan of the nap.
Yeah, so God willing, I should be in and out of there in an hour, but I've heard that news before with this gallbladder stuff.
No, we are not putting that in the universe, Daniel.
And you're taking off tomorrow, Dan?
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely, 100%. You sit down and look pretty.
How are you getting there? Do you need a ride home or anything like that?
Kaylee's going to pick me up when she gets out of school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and her mother will be dropping me off there. I'm just going to leave my car here for the weekend.
That's nice of her.
Yeah.
That's nice of her. All right.
Well, we wish you all the best, buddy.
Thanks.
Heal up. Take the time you need.
Mm-hmm.
We're just glad you're here and your gallbladder isn't. Because it sucked.
No, it wasn't great.
The stent can range from a few centimeters to several inches in length, Dan.
Yeah, apparently somebody texted in it's a biliary stent.
Biliary.
It's a lot of I's in there. I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
Biliary.
I had the surgery in like November, and I haven't been right since.
Sure.
Like, I don't think my immune system ever recovered.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Because I have been sick 4 times this winter, mm-hmm. and I never get
Which
sick. And
like
I'm like,
you.
For a week or 2 weeks, I'm out. Like, somebody sneezes in Springfield, and I have a cough for right. a month. And so I'm just ready to like, move on.
Yeah.
Get all of this done.
And then move along.
And then go back to normal.
Got a text I want to read to you, Dan, from the 781. I hope you can't feel your stent where my stent was. Extremely painful. The smallest thing in the universe caused so much agony for a bit of time. from the 978, I had a friend who had a stent and it was removed by taking it out through his
manhood. Where? All right, what surgeries are your friends having?
Well, it too is a duct. You know?
All right, I don't need that kind of stent.
Can we ask the doctor to change?
Everything flows normal there.
Can we ask the doctor to change where they pull the stent out, Kennedy?
No, Carson. I don't know if you know how the human body works. Those two things don't meet. Move along.
I've never been so happy to have somebody shove a camera down my mouth now. Pull a stent out of my mouth, please.
Right.
Careful, Dan. Carson only asked if you needed a ride so he can kill you with the early Friday free-for-all tomorrow.
Oh, no, I'm going to miss it.
No.
Oh, no.
All right, let's go. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.